Hey y'all, hey, it is episode number 22. Can you believe it? Yes, today we are talking how to find the perspective in fear. You know, sometimes fear can just cloud everything around you, but guess what? We are getting into it today, leaving you with some strategies, having an amazing guest. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go.
Hey there, and happy Black History Month. I am so excited that you all are joining me today. Throughout February, we will be highlighting Black businesses for all of our ads. And I am so excited to showcase them. So please support Black business through the ones that you hear in the ads on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, where there is always a special discount code for all of our special listeners. Today, we are talking how to find the perspective in fear. Sometimes, as I said earlier, it's just so cloudy when it comes to fear and how it handcuffs us and how it kind of keeps us in a position where we can't see clearly moving through. Before we get into all of that, let me just say, hey, y'all, hey, to everyone who is returning. I already know that you have pulled up your comfortable seat. Yep. I know. And hey, to all of you all who are new around here, we break things down into three layers. The first is all about coaching. Now, here's where I just leave you with a couple of tidbits just to challenge your thinking. Next are cocktails. And no, this is not about what you're sipping on, but it's more about how you show up in all of your greatness when you come to this kitchen table right here. So we give a cheers to you. Okay, and then finally, there are some good old-fashioned conversations, and it's either you and I, or I have a special invited guest, and today, my special invited guest is Miss Jamie Alexis Fowler. Now, Jamie has built an amazing company that I cannot wait to talk to you about. It is called Empower Work. And when I heard about it, it just was such a novel idea to me that I said, guess what? She has got to be on here. The more and more I found out, listen, Jamie has been featured in every publication out there, from the Wall Street Journal to NPR to Forbes and so much more. And now, guess what? On Coaching Cocktails and Conversations, she often speaks about building collaborative, healthy teams, really pivoting and finding different ways for career pathways. And you're going to see why that's important as we talk about fear, especially as we look backward into 2020 and how we started 2021 and how our fears, right, translate into how we show up to work. Did you hear that? How our fears translate to how we show up to work. We are going to get more into that awesome conversation later on in the episode. But first, let's get to this coaching right after a word from our sponsor.
Pure romance is where you go when you deserve the best of you. It's where you splurge a little and treat yourself to something new. It is love season, and Kanika McHerson of Pure Romance is offering the listeners of Coaching Cocktails and Conversations a special savings when you text the phrase kitchen table to 530-763-3648. Whether you are shopping or you want to host a party, she is offering everything from bath and shower to beauty and body, lubricants and creams, and everything in between. So check out Kanika McHerson at bit.ly/youdeserveyou. Yep, that's bit.ly/youdeserveyou, because it is pure romance.
It's time for some coaching and a little bit of soul work. The affirmation for this episode is I am a shifter of perspective so that I may shape and reshape my lens on life. If you are ready to grab your 40 deck of affirmation cards to have intention every single day, go ahead and head on over to lolitawalker.com/shop. All right, let's talk perspectives and fear. You know how you go to the optometrist and they put this piece of equipment over your eyes, right? The glasses from a futuristic time. And they click these lenses and they ask you, can you see? sometimes the lenses make your vision clear, but other times they're kind of cloudy and you're like, is it option A? Is it option B? Is it number one? Is it number two? Sometimes you can't even tell the difference because it's moving so quickly, right? What if you were looking at your fear? I'm going to just give you a what if. So in your CCNC journal or a sheet of paper, or if you don't have any of that, right, it's okay. I want you to think with us. Close your eyes and think with us. What if when you look through this piece of equipment that you were looking at fear? Now, what if when you clicked those lenses around and around, it was shifting your perspective on your fear? Now, as you clicked, you were seeing things from past experiences, maybe from past emotions, maybe from your current emotion. Maybe it's part of how you woke up today. But you have all of these things that might be clouding the way that you are looking at a fear that you have. What if? What if, right? You know, I'm all about the what ifs. What if there's a lens that can reshape your perspective? So let's think about a fear that you have in work or life. Okay, I got mine. Write that down. Now, what if you could click these lenses, right? And all of a sudden you get to one that you can see clearly. You got it? You can see clearly now into this fear. How would you approach it differently? Now, I want to leave you, of course, with a couple of perspectives. So I'm going to leave you with four considerations today on how you can face this new perspective on fear. What if you faced your fear head on? What if you took that lens? What if you looked to the left and right of you and felt that courage, grabbed that armor of courage that was right beside you and walked into this face of fear with a different type of attitude? What if you named that fear? Because if you remember back in episode number 2, way back when, I did this episode called When Courage Meets Fear. And I want you to listen back to that, because when we talk about fear in that exercise right there for soul work, I talked to you about looking on your left and on your right, how you can pick up that armor of courage and how you can now walk differently into fear. But I'm bringing that back here because for the F, the first consideration is facing your fear head on, naming it. It's so important to name it because now it makes it real. Now you can really articulate and see what it is. That E is all about experiencing vulnerability. Come on now. You gotta ask for help, y'all. You have got to ask for help. When you know what your fear is, that is wonderful, because now you can attack it. Now you can choose to walk through it. Now you can choose on how you're gonna maneuver that roadway, but sometimes you need a little bit of help. That could be through a certified coach like myself, or it could be through a therapist. It could be from a resource that would be amazing to help offer you guidance. It could be sometimes a resource that knows a resource. Asking for help is a strength. It really is. So take that into consideration. The next is accepting where you are. It is okay. And somebody else has absolutely been there. You are not alone when it comes to facing your fears. You are not alone in feeling as though you are fearful right now for a lot of reasons. Maybe with this pandemic, you're not making as much money as you were before. Maybe your financial stability is kind of rocky at the current. Maybe your housing situation is a little different than it was a year ago. It is okay. Recognizing what that fear is, experiencing vulnerability and being able to articulate it, and accepting exactly where you are. I am right here. That's not changing at the moment, but what can I do? What can I control in order to move forward? Listen, remember, we are clicking the lenses on the apparatus before our eyes. We are clicking the lenses because we want to look at fear differently. We want to shift the perspective. And then that final one is remembering that, guess what? Fear is an emotion. We've talked about that here before. We can absolutely tap into those emotions, but fear is an emotion. And once you have named it, guess what? We are going to tackle it head on. So listen, you've got to go back to episode number 2 for the soul work in the beginning. Make sure you are doing that exercise and make sure you are also drawing on your sheet of paper just some lenses. They could be 2 circles with a couple of lines, just so you can take a look at the imagery of looking through a set of glasses. Right beside that set of glasses, we are now talking about what fear is it that I am seeing right now before me? Only one. What is one fear that I am seeing right in front of me? Now, when I start clicking those lenses, when do they get clear? When what is happening? And now, how am I going to grab the courage that that's associated with and walk into this fear differently? Listen, this is about facing your fear head on, experiencing vulnerability by making sure you can articulate it. It's about accepting where you are in this moment. You are not defined by your circumstance, but understanding what your circumstance currently is allows you to leap differently. Believe me when I'm telling you. And then remembering that fear is absolutely an emotion. When we remember that, we look at fear a little differently with a side eye. We have so much going on. It's time that we shift the perspective of how we are looking at fear so we can leap differently. That's what I'm leaving you for today. 4 considerations on how to shift your perspective of fear. And guess what? As we get into conversations, Jamie is going to come and she is going to build upon those things. And I can't wait because some of the nuggets that she is dropping here, we're about to have some fun. So grab your pen and paper if you don't already have it. But I hope you wrote down that exercise because this is the soul work that's happening on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations.
It's time for some cocktails.
What are we celebrating today? What are we celebrating today? Well, first, I am giving a cheers to fear. You ready? Cheers. We are saying we see you, we acknowledge you, and now it is time to go ahead and move past you. Okay, that's our first cheers. So that is a cheers to fear. Next up, I want to give a special cheers to Madshidiso Lee. This is the 5-star review that was left for Coaching Cocktails and Conversations podcast. It says, empowering and insightful. I absolutely love this podcast. All the truths and empowering content has been so impactful. If you're looking for a podcast that challenges your thought process for the better, this is it. And the exercises are so simple to implement. Thanks, Lolita. Well, no, thank you. I so appreciate that. So here's a cheers to you for actually putting your fingers to the task of leaving a 5-star review. I so appreciate each and every one. So if you are grabbing any type of nuggets from this podcast right here, go ahead and leave a review. I would absolutely love to see it. And I'd love to highlight you and give you a cheers. So what are you celebrating today? Another thing that I want to give a cheers to each of you, a cheers to you for really putting these glasses in front of your eyes and considering the F, the E, the A, and the R as you go to actually stand up to fear, move past your fear. We will not be handcuffed any longer. Sometimes you actually can use the fear that is right there to actually power you to move forward. But first, what does it all start with? Because y'all already wrote it down, right? What's that F? Facing your fear head on. You got to know what it is. You got to know what it is so you can stand up. Look on your left, look on your right, and grab that courage. And that is why you have a cheers today.
It's time for some good old fashioned conversations.
Hey, Jamie, and welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations podcast. I am so excited that you are here today. Welcome.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to tell the listeners about how I came across you. I was on LinkedIn and I was reading an article. I don't remember who shared the article, but as I was going through the article, it was so good. It was on imposter syndrome and how you recognize it and how this person was coming out of feeling as though they were an imposter. As I went down, I saw a quote from you and then I saw Empower Work. Started doing some more research and I'm like, oh yes, I have got to have her on this podcast. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Well, thanks so much. I'm so excited that we connected and so much of the work that you do and what Empower Work does resonate so much together. So a little bit about Empower Work. Empower Work is a national nonprofit that provides free, immediate, and confidential support all over SMS. So we like to call it, you know, it's sort of like a crisis text line for work at your fingertips. And I came to this work because I think similar, you know, in a lot of ways to you, I care deeply about making sure that everybody has support at all aspects of their job. And what we see is this huge gap in equity that is part of what's contributing to the inequity that we see across the United States, that folks who have access and resources, it's amazing. If you go through something challenging, you can tap into that. But for too many working Americans, there isn't that support. And so we started Empower Work to help address that. We provide our crisis text line. We provide incredible training for both our volunteers and for company partners. And then we take a step back and look at our aggregate data to understand and surface trends to really build healthier and more equitable workplaces.
Mm-hmm. I was digging into this article, which took me to probably like three other websites as I'm digging in more and more. And as I was reading about Empower Work, I'm like, how cool is it to be able to send a text about an issue that you're having at work and have some person, a real live person, not a machine, but a real live person who's been trained, text you back. How cool is this? Then I see it's volunteer based. So I go to volunteer, did this amazing training, and all at the same time of saying, I've got to meet the founder and have her on, because what we're talking today is how to find the perspective in fear. Mm-hmm. Earlier, what I was talking to the listeners about is when you think about perspective and when you think about looking through a lens at fear, sometimes we can look at it in so many different ways. And the cool thing is when you go to the optometrist, right, and they put this piece of equipment over your eyes, they're changing these lenses and they're asking you, can you see? And to me, that's the first thing I think about when I think about perspective. What if you're looking at your fear and you can click these lenses and change your perspective? Talk to me about how would you say that you find the perspective in fear?
Wow, that's a wonderful question. And I love the framing of the lens, because I think that's the value of being able to talk to a real human who has that training, because it's like the optometrist, like they're providing that lens shift for you through the questions, through the support. You know, when I think about that question of how to find perspective in fear, emotion does a very natural thing to your brain, which is that your brain goes into this, how do I address this emotion response? And it's really natural. And it's a part of how we're built as humans. And at the same time, that can really get in the way of us addressing the source of that fear. Sometimes we're grappling with that emotion, which is so powerful, it can be really difficult to take a step back and see the perspective, as you were mentioning. For me, and part of the reason I started Empower Work, is that it's hard to shift your own perspective. That spending time with someone else who you trust, who can ask you powerful questions. And that could be, it doesn't have to be an Empower Work counselor. It could be someone who's a close friend. It can be a partner. It can be a colleague. But someone who can be in that space, in that emotional space with you, provide support for that emotion, mm-hmm. and also help you change that lens a little bit. And it's not to say that the lens is off. We are rooted in our experiences. And that's really powerful. And our experiences shape the lenses in which we're seeing the world. You know, similar to what you said about going to the optometrist, I'm wearing glasses right now. You know, sometimes you need like a slight correction because, you know, your eyes get tired. In the same way, our brains get tired. Our brains get overprocessed. And being able to shift that can be really, really powerful so that we can both address the emotion mm-hmm. and think about what's really at the core for that fear. And it could be a lot of different things, but really understanding what's at the core can then help us understand how to address it.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Because when I talk to folks about fear, right? Fear is an emotion, but it's an emotion that's big. It can handcuff you if you allow. And our courage, when we build up enough courage to actually face that fear, that's when we can start getting to the core. And the more you dig, I love that you said core, because just like your eye, getting to what the root cause is to understand what's back there, the training really helps you to ask the right questions to help get to the core. Let's look backwards to 2020, right? What a crazy year.
Oh my gosh. I am really glad it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. Hands down. One of the things that I wanted to ask you is, what are some of the trends that you were seeing in 2020 for folks that were writing into you about work issues? Did you see an uptick or something different happening?
Absolutely. You know, fear is a regular thread throughout our supported Empower Work. Fear mm-hmm. of getting fired, fear of how a manager is treating you, fear of how the change at work is going to impact your family. And 2020 was like amplifying the volume on that. We saw, you know, in March, for instance, when COVID was first starting to unfold, we saw 197% increase in message volume. Of course, the number of people who were reaching out increased too, but what really struck our team was that the conversations were so much longer and so much deeper and so much more complex because the factors of fear Mm-hmm. were so much more layered. There was fear of not just your financial security. So like, I've got to keep my job. I need to pay rent. There was fear of physical safety. You know, my employer isn't providing PPE, or I'm immunocompromised and I'm worried about my health being impacted, and fear of how it would impact your family. Because it's not just, hey, this is the stress that's impacting me. This is a disease that can impact my family. I can bring it home. I can put others in my family at risk. Mm-hmm. And the compounding factors of that exponentially raise the fear factor. And again, very normal. I mean, I think that's a very natural response for someone's body saying something is wrong. I'm tapped into the fact that like there are things that are wrong with the situation and I want to address them. And a fear is that way of your body saying like, something's off, you know? And so paying attention to that and addressing it is really, really important. And then of course, as 2020 went on, I sort of refer to it as like a tsunami, you know, because it was every time you think like, oh, okay, so we've hunkered down and maybe things are getting better with COVID, something else would hit, or you would, you know, the headlines related to George Floyd's death and Breonna Taylor, and then the decisions related to the grand jury related to Breonna Taylor. I mean, at every moment, it felt like there was something else unfolding. And all of this was impacting what was going on with people at work, whether it was, you know, the move by the Trump administration to end diversity training, which has a ripple effect across all kinds of companies, to the job losses that people were experiencing on the regular, you know, the lack of a stimulus package able to be passed way earlier really implicated a lot of people's financial security, a lot of people's sense of health and safety and well-being. And so, of course, fear naturally went up. And I'm so glad that Empower Work was there. We saw some incredible conversations where people could, in the process of having that conversation, you know, I talk about a mom in Georgia who reached out. She'd lost her job as a trucker, and she's a mom of three. She was terrified about what was going to come. She wasn't sure how she was going to pay rent, how she was going to take care of her family. And she also didn't realize that she was eligible for unemployment benefits because she was a contractor. The power that we see in a lot of our conversations is being able to address the emotional and the tactical, the emotion of that fear, the perspective shift. And then sometimes the tactical, under the CARES Act, unemployment was extended for contractors. And so I think that's something that a lot of folks weren't, I mean, there's so much information and information overload that's happening that it can be hard to kind of keep track of all those different areas. To be able to provide that support is really, really critical.
Absolutely. You know, you dropped so many nuggets right there. And I know the listeners are really going to be able to pick up on this passion around the work that you do, which comes across so clearly. And that means you are really sitting in exactly where you're supposed to be. And it shows up inside of your work, and it shows up to the folks that you are able to help. But one of the things you talked about is information overload. And I'll also say the lack of information. And I think what 2020 gave to us was so much information, we had to comb through, is it real or not? So you have emotions, you have situations, you have pandemics, you have racial inequality, you have your rent is not there, the stimulus, all of those things you talked about, which is information. Then you have a lack of leadership. So now you show up at your job and you're really stuck and you're not performing. So what I want to talk to you about is, as we start to click the lenses of this equipment that we have over our eyes and look at fear differently, what's a couple of things that you can share with the listeners on how they can begin to address a fear that they might have right now?
A great question. And I'll share two perspectives, one for folks who might be experiencing fear themselves and one for folks who may be supporting people who are experiencing fear or who might be in conversation with someone. So I think on the first part, when you're feeling that emotion coming up, taking a step back and asking yourself, where do I sense that this is coming from? Mm-hmm. And listening to that for a minute. Mm-hmm. And it could be coming from a lot of different places. You know, it could be a sense of insecurity with financial status related to a manager relationship, or sometimes what we see in conversations with Empower Work is that it's coming from a personal experience previously. It's very natural that our perspectives are informed by what has happened to us in the past. And so someone might be worried about a relationship they're having with their manager now. And when you take that step back, you realize it's rooted in this prior relationship I had with my manager. And I'm starting to see behaviors in my new supervisor that seem like behaviors of what I experienced before. Mm-hmm. And so sitting with that for a minute can be really helpful to sort of dig into that. I would say for someone who's supporting someone, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Who's grappling with this, a similar question, but with a slight caveat, which is that when we're supporting other people, we have this tendency to really want to help, to really want to problem solve. Instead of asking a question like, can you tell me a little bit about what's going on? You might ask instead a question or like, well, have you done blah, blah, blah. And I kind of joke that like, have you questions are advice wrapped in a question with a little bit of judgment, where someone hears that question and goes like, oh my gosh, should I have done that thing? Or I'm not really sure. And then you sort of, and then the person receiving that support is kind of like, well, I don't know. Should I have talked to my manager about it? It sounds like maybe I should have. And I think when someone's experiencing such a powerful emotion as fear, as much as we can create space for that other person, the more powerful our support will be.
I love that. You know, some of what I talked to folks about was this notion of fear. And I gave these four strategies. The first being for the F, it was, you know, facing your fear head on. And I say that often, but it's so difficult to do. Understanding what that fear is and naming it is the example that I gave. Name it and say it aloud, articulate it. Then I talked about experiencing vulnerability. And you talked about that as well. It's really asking for help. And that's what you're on the receiving end of. It's someone really going and saying, you know what? I've articulated what it is. Now let me go and ask for help. Experience that vulnerability. That's where we really need it. And then the A was really accepting where you are and knowing that it's okay. You are not alone in this fight, in this emotional fight. You are not alone. We've all been there. And if we haven't, then we know someone who has. Or we can at least try to listen, which goes into that R, which you also really talked about, which is remember that fear is an emotion and listen to you and then listen to others. It's that whole, we want to jump right in and solve it. Well, no, it's okay to sit back. And I say that to me too. I want you to listen. I was like, oh.
Or sometimes you get into like a tennis match. Our training director calls it a tennis match where, you know, the have you questions also, you end up in going back, well, yeah, okay, I tried that. Oh, have you done this thing? And then you're just like ping ponging or tennis matching or whatever, you know, back and forth. And that doesn't really feel that great for someone getting support either.
Absolutely. You're so right. So, hey, you guys, it's just checking it out and checking yourself, pausing and then recognizing, is it yours? I love how you broke that down. Is this your fear or is it someone else's? And are you there to listen? Like, what's your role inside of this? I love that. Now, on this show, I have three questions. It's called Come As You Are. So I'm just going to rapid fire them to you and you just shout out what comes first. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. You ready? The first is, why is the work you do so important and full of impact?
For me, it's all about changing the course of agency that people have in their workplace. We all have strength and opportunities. We're just not always able to all tap into those equally. And so that drives my work every day. And being able to see now that Empower Work moved from an idea to now supporting people across 50 states, we're about to cross this huge milestone, hopefully in the next month or two, of 250,000 messages exchanged, you know, with 90% of people leaving a conversation saying that they feel better and that they're equipped with the next step to address their situation. And like, for me, that's what gets me excited every morning to see that, because it's about helping one person. And it's also about systemic change, making things better for everybody so that nobody has to walk into a workplace and feel isolated or alone, or that they're the only, or that they're not going to get support that they need. Everyone should have the opportunity to thrive at work.
That is so good. I love that. Okay. What is one strength that you bring to the table, but you didn't always recognize it was a strength?
I jokingly refer to myself as an impatient optimist. And I think my impatience is not something that has always been a strength. And I would say has definitely gotten me in trouble at different points in my life. But I think it's a reflection of constantly striving for things to be better. Yeah. And if we're not impatient for that, then I feel like things aren't moving forward enough.
Impatient optimist. I've got to use that. It's so true. What is one barrier that is sometimes still in the way of you leaping beyond where you are today?
Oh, this is one that I've been grappling with a lot recently. And honestly, that's, for me, it's authenticity. I think as a founder, and particularly as a founder that's based out on the West Coast, there's this real pressure to sell this huge vision, like, oh, not just is Empower Work going to help people, but like Empower Work is solving all the world's problems. Like there's just this real pressure to oversell. And I think particularly in the last several years, that pressure has been really good. It's grown exponentially because we've lost cultural expectations around authenticity mm-hmm. in certain ways by the leadership that we've had in the United States. And so for me, I think being authentic and showing up with a vision that's authentic to me, that's authentic to the work that we're doing. I think we have an incredibly big vision, but it's being rooted in that, rooted in the impact, rooted in the fact that we're making a positive difference and doing that in an authentic way.
Yes, that's so good. You know, when we think about, at least when I think about fear and I think about changing these discs, like these lenses that's on us, as you look towards the future for yourself, and also for your business, because they are two. They co-mingle, but they're two.
I know. I jokingly refer to Empower Work as my second baby. So that's it's a work and life mixed too much together.
Yes, I have to check myself too. I'm like, you know, we're two different entities, right? Yeah, but it just becomes part of you. But as you look into the future and look through this lens, what do you see for yourself? And then what do you see for Empower Work?
I think for me, one of the most important things for where I am right now is taking stock of the lens that 2020 reshaped for me, because where I thought we would be, where I thought I would be in 2021 as a leader and as an organization was put on a radically different course in 2020. And I've been grappling with the mixture of like, what did we learn and what can I take that's improving that lens from last year? You know, great. We helped so many, you know, we helped more than double the number of people that we helped in 2019. That's incredible. There are a lot of positive takeaways from that. And at the same time, we also saw some really unique struggles mm-hmm. in 2020, and we're not out of the woods in a lot of those struggles yet. And so going forward, I think for me, it's about reconnecting with the joy and the optimism and the forward momentum that often felt hard to grasp in 2020. And to move us forward to reach the goals that we've set of supporting 3 million vulnerable workers in the next 5 years, we have to do that, you know, in a marathon, not a sprint sort of way. And we have to do it with optimism, with joy, with connectiveness, with also a connection to the fact that the last year has been so hard.
Yeah. This, to me, has been such an amazing interview because I feel like we poured out, right? Do you feel like you poured out? I feel like a smile. I feel like, this is so good and helping so many people.
Oh, good. I feel good too. It's really fun. I mean, I know that listeners can't see your smile, but I feel like there have been a lot of smiles in this conversation. So that's been exciting.
Thank you. I think when we talk about how to find the perspective in fear, what I really want to leave folks with is that we have choices. And to remember that fear is an emotion. And I find for myself, when I say that aloud, fear, you are an emotion. And when I name what it is that I'm fearful of and take these steps and then couple them with what you've already poured on, I mean, I think we've already just made a manuscript of how people can really tap into that fear and try to do something differently.
Absolutely. And like what you said, nobody's alone in this. It can feel so isolating, but it's such a normal human emotion and nobody's alone in navigating fear.
Yes, change the lens. Click the lens. I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here. You have been a rock star. This was so much fun.
Oh, I love this. This is great.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers!